If you're considering the DIY route to repair your unit,
you're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. We're going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Hello and welcome once again. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. The ministry address is 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We thank you for tuning in faithfully every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. We appreciate WWBC and the radio family for this opportunity in the community to be a blessing, to use the airwaves to proclaim the good news of the gospel that Jesus is Lord, that God is still seated on the thrones, and he is in full control. I'm your host for today's broadcast, Minister Andre Jordan. Let's just pray really quick and jump into the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for a new day, a new opportunity, for the goodness of God. Father, despite every situation, problem, trial, issue, or challenge, we will look and we will hold fast to our confession of faith. We will look into the hills from whence cometh our help. Thank you for strengthening us today. Thank you for our mind to serve you today. Thank you for causing us to dial in today to receive from the word of the Lord. We just ask that you would bless your people, Father. Keep them in your care. We ask and we pray for the anointing of God to be upon the word today, for the Holy Spirit of God to speak through your vessel. We pray and we ask blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So today we're talking and just hoping to bring simplicity and understanding to the topic of spiritual warfare. I know, my first scripture, let me read it. I believe that God does not want us to be ignorant. In fact, he says it in his word. If we could go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible tells us, he does not. He says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And above that it says, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also, for I forgave anything to whom I forgave it. For your sakes, it in the person of Christ. He said, lest Satan should get an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So he says in the New Living Version, and when I forgive what needs to be forgiven, I do so with Christ's authority for your benefit, so that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. I want to talk today about the evil schemes of the enemy, understanding the evil schemes of the enemy, so that we are not ignorant. The enemy wants us to operate in ignorance. The enemy wants us to operate in darkness. The enemy wants to operate in blindness. But I tell you what, Jesus Christ came and he redeemed us and he brought into our hearts the light of God. And so God is saying to us, I don't want you to be ignorant. At VIP, Apostle Thomas has been teaching about the knowledge of God, getting the knowledge of God, growing in the knowledge, the revelation, the wisdom of God. And that is God's desire to us. And so today, as simply as possible, I want to share from this teaching on spiritual warfare, understanding how we can not be ignorant, how we can walk in the will of God to not be ignorant concerning the enemy. Let's go to another passage of scripture, Ephesians 6:10, really quickly. I want the knowledge of God today. Would you declare that with me? I want the knowledge of God today. I want to walk in the knowledge. I want to walk in his wisdom. I want to walk in his understanding. I want to walk in his strength and his power. So Ephesians 6:10 reads, finally, my brethren, here's the final word out of this book of Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. So our strength today comes from the Lord. We're talking about not being ignorant. We're talking about growing in the knowledge of God as it relates to spiritual warfare, having an understanding. We don't want to be ignorant of Satan's schemes, devices, tactics, and the Lord doesn't want us ignorant. The Lord wants us to be knowledgeable of what we're dealing with. So be strong in the Lord. We've got to recognize that the strength is God's. My strength is no protection against the wiles of the enemy, against Satan's schemes, plans, tactics, devices. I got to rest in the strength of God. The strength has to be, I've got to put on the strength of the Lord. I've got to pray, God, give me your strength. I can't think that my strength in the natural is sufficient. It's insufficient. I need you to know today and understand The Lord tells us, verse 11, I'm in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and I'm now at verse 11. The scripture says, put on the whole armor of God, every piece of what God is instructing us. How many times are we just simply defeated and messed up and derailed because we won't follow God's instructions? We won't follow his instructions. It's important today to, when we talk about growing in the knowledge of God, as it relates to the enemy's tactics, as it relates to spiritual warfare, as it relates to not being ignorant of Satan's devices, we've got to follow the instructions. We've got to follow the directives. We've got to be teachable. We've got to listen. And you know what we've got to do above all? Crack open our Bibles, where the volumes, where the riches of knowledge and wisdom and priceless jewels exist, treasures hidden within the 66 books in the Bible. So I don't want to be ignorant. I want to be filled with the knowledge of the Word of God. The scripture says, put on the whole armor of God, all of it. Put on all of God's armor that you may be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Now, if you were to ask us, all of us would say, yes, I want to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. We want that. How do we get that? We get that by obeying the scripture the way God gives it to us, following his directives. Obedience, the scripture tells us, is better than sacrifice. Obedience brings success. Obedience brings victory. I've got to get obedient to the word. I've got to humble myself and submit and become obedient to the word. Jesus became obedient to the Father in every area. That is what it will take for you and I as well. Verse 12 reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood enemies. We are not wrestling. We are not fighting against human enemies. We are not fighting, warring against flesh and blood. It's not a human. A human is not my problem. I've got to get this knowledge so I stop fighting people. So I stop looking at people. I've got to get this knowledge. God is trying to get the knowledge to us today. It's not your mother. It's not your father. It's not your children. It's not your husband. It's not your grandma. It's not your wife. It's not your stepsisters, brothers, siblings, aunt, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews. We are not fighting humans. We are not fighting flesh and blood. Let me say this. One tactic of the enemy is to get us to focus on people. Would you say with me today, people are not my problem. People are not my problem. People are not my problem. Flesh and blood is not my problem. I've got to look at it and view things from the perspective of the word. I've got to get the knowledge of God in me that I won't be deceived by the strategies and tactics of the enemy. No longer will I look at people as my problem. No longer will I look at people as my problem. So it says we don't fight against flesh and blood. Our enemies are not humans, but the fight, the war, is against evil rulers, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but we're fighting against evil rulers. We're fighting against evil authorities of the unseen world. We're fighting against evil, mighty powers in this dark world, a world that is not the kingdom of God. We're fighting against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So that is a place to put a big star. If my problem is not people, if I'm not fighting people, if I'm not fighting humans, who is my enemy? Who is challenging me? Who is challenging God's authority in the earth? Who is the problem? The problem is demonic spirits, demonic personalities, demonic rulers, demonic principalities, demonic wickedness in high places. That is the enemy. I've got to learn my enemy. I've got to learn what the Word of God says about my enemy. Correction. I've got to learn what the Word of God says about my enemy so I can get the knowledge of God to defeat my enemy and walk in victory every time. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, cement this word to our hearts. Open up our understanding and help us to receive it today in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us in verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor. He repeats it. He told us in verse 11 to put on the whole armor. He repeats it in verse 13. Wherefore, therefore, put every piece of God's armor on. God repeats himself. He's emphasizing, this is important. This is how you will win. This is a strategy. I've given you spiritual armor to use as a strategy. Put on every piece of the armor of God so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the evil day, so that you will be able to, having done all that you can in the strength of God, because the first thing the word told us in verse 10 is we operate in the strength of God. Be strong in the Lord. Don't be strong in Minister Andre. Don't be strong in blank, insert your name, but be strong in the Lord, in the strength of the Lord. And even as we're teaching this word today, I pray the strength of God upon your people. Father, give your people strength in the evil day. Help the people of God to stand, having done all to stand. So the strength of God be your portion today. I pray in Jesus' name. Put on the whole armor. I'm back in verse 13. So that you can stand in the evil day. And having done everything, stand. Resist the enemy. Stand. Resist him. Verse 14. Stand therefore. This is how you stand. This is how you're able to resist the enemy in the evil day. When in the time of evil. When the enemy is attacking you. Let's say that. During the attack of the enemy, if you follow the instructions, if you would get the knowledge of God directly from the scripture, directly from the source, you'll be able to stand in his strength. You'll be able to stand, having put on every piece of the armor of God. You'll be able to get the victory. You'll be able to thwart the enemy. We will be able to come out victorious. Stand therefore. Oh, let me go back and read it in the NLT. It says, therefore, verse 13, one more time. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. You'll be able to resist him. You'll be able to get the victory. It says, then after the battle, he's attacking you. So it's a fight. And you're going to show up to fight in your spiritual armor. You're going to show up, and after you come in the strength of God, in the armor of God, you're going to, it says, then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. I want to still be standing firm when the enemy throws his attack, when the enemy throws his scheme, when the enemy activates his plan, his strategy. I want to be standing firm still after the battle, after the attack, in the strength of God, in the love and the power of God too, and in the armor of God. God, give us victory today. God, give us victory. Some of us have been standing and warring in some battles, months, weeks, years, days. God, give us strength. God, bring us through. God, close the chapter on it. Close the chapter on this fight. Close the chapter on this battle. If we look in the natural U.S. history, some battles were won in days. In the scripture, some battles were won in short periods of time. Some battles and wars went on. We can look at history, U.S. history, world history. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, as this word, we're receiving this knowledge. I pray for those of us that have been warring with the matter, standing firm, resisting the enemy. God, close the chapter. Give the victory. Give the release that is needed. I pray today in Jesus' name. This word is good today. And I praise God for his word. His word is our truth. I can stand on it. You can stand on it. You can know for an assurance that God will cause his people to triumph, that God will cause his people to be victorious if we work the word like God tells us. If we get his knowledge and implement it and execute it, we can get the God results. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 14. It says, stand therefore. I love the NLT on this. It says, stand your ground. Come on now. The Lord says, stand your ground. Minister Andre, stand your ground. To those of you listening that caught this broadcast today by divine assignment, stand your ground. What are you facing? What are you dealing with? What are you going through? Let me say this, stand your ground in Jesus. Stand your ground in the knowledge of God. Stand your ground in the strength of the Lord, in the Lord's mighty power. Stand your ground, which is stand. Victory comes if we stand, if we walk out the word, if we obey it and do what God tells us, and if we, number one, have his knowledge of the word. If I know what to do, if I know what God's directive is, if I know what my assignment and role is, I can do what he says. Implementing the word today, executing the word today. God, Jesus has won for us. Do we realize that? He has already won. The ultimate battle has been won, overdone. God is calling upon us as believers, as representatives of Christ in the earth, as little Jesus is in the earth representing Christ and all that he's won. God is like, I need y'all to just hold the victory. Will you hold down the fort for me? Will you stand your ground for me? Will you stand for what I've already won through Christ? Will you just hold it down? Will you show up and stand your ground? So the version says, verse 14, stand your ground, having your loins girt about with truth, putting on the belt of truth, operating in truth. The word is our truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, the body armor that we put on our breast, our chest area, is the righteousness of God. Who can defeat, come against the righteousness of God? Nobody. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, are for shoes in the armor. Put on the peace that comes from the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ so we can be fully prepared. Peace. Peace. The peace of God. The peace of the good that comes from the good news, knowing that peace comes from knowledge, comes from knowing the Prince of Peace, the good news of Jesus Christ, what he has done, what he has won. It says, above all, take the shield of faith. So in addition to the belt of truth, in addition to the breastplate of righteousness, in addition to the shoes of the gospel of peace, he says, take the shield of faith. Hold up the shield of faith to stop or to quench and extinguish all the fiery darts of the enemy. I take the shield of faith. God has said in the word of God, Therefore, we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is based on the knowledge of God's word. Faith is my believe and know God's word is true. Believe and know God's word cannot fail. Believe and know that it is impossible for God to lie. He is unchanging. He cannot fail. Believe and know that for with God all things is possible. With God nothing shall be impossible. So I take the shield of faith, and every arrow that the enemy sends my way, I hold up. It told me to hold up the shield of faith so that I can extinguish every fiery dart. What's happening in our lives? We're neglecting to hold up the shield of faith. But remember, we started talking this morning. We said, God does not want us ignorant. Today, knowledge has come. Whatever has been going on, if you've been experiencing some losses, if you've been experiencing some defeat, today, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, I declare, hold up your shield of faith. I'm picking my shield back up. I'm holding it with two hands. If you've been holding it with one hand, get your hands on your shield of faith and lift it up. Lift up the shield of faith. Lift it up in the name of Jesus. Lift up the word that's been hidden in your heart. God, stir up, Holy Spirit, the word of God that's been hidden in our heart. Let it break free now. Let the scriptures, Holy Spirit, is a gift to us from God. He has come to teach, to lead, to guide, to direct, to order our steps, and to bring back to our remembrance the word of God, the knowledge of God's word that we've stored within our spirit man, our houses. So Holy Spirit, break, let the word of God come up out of our bellies like rivers of living water today. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let us be reminded, faith in God's word. We hold up the shield of faith today. It says, and with that shield is equipped. It's designed by God. This is the supernatural shield designed by God to quench and extinguish every fiery dart of the enemy. Like you blow out a candle, extinguish, put it out. That's what God says. He has equipped us and enabled us to do if we will just put on his armor. Let me go. And above all, it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It says, put on salvation as your helmet. Oh my gosh. Put on the salvation Christ has won for you. Put it on as a helmet. Don't let nobody knock your helmet off of your head. Be assured of your salvation in and through Christ, and take with it the helmet of salvation. Oh, the deadly weapon, the missile of the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the living word of God that will annihilate, that will decimate, that will destroy, that will crush, that will decapitate the enemy today. We're not going to be ignorant. We're not going to operate out of ignorance, but we're going to get the knowledge of God. We're going to crack open our Bibles. We're going to understand and grow in knowledge of the tactics, of the strategy of the enemy today. I pray today you are fired up in the Holy Ghost of God. I pray today if you left home without the armor, my God, as we went through this teaching, this word, you put it on. I pray today the blessings of the Lord cover and keep you in Jesus' name. You've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Come and visit us. May